Right now, let's continue our look at what's going on in the Middle East. This time we do it with Itamar Marcus. Itamar is the director of an organization called Palestinian Media Watch. Their website, palwatch.org. Be sure to go there and sign up for their alert. You'll be able to receive an email alert from Itamar when things are breaking that you need to know about. And, of course, it would be breaking on the Palestinian media. Itamar and his team are on top of everything that goes out electronically and also the printed page as well. Itamar, a couple of things that we want to talk about, very important issues. One of them is that there's an accusation by the Palestinian Authority that Israelis are trying to use chemicals to tear down the Al-Aqsa Mosque. We'll get to that in a moment. But what about this Egyptian radical Muslim cleric who says that people are thirsting for Jewish blood? I cannot believe that somebody would even make that statement. Can you give us a report on it?
Well, I'm not surprised that that kind of a statement is coming out from a Palestinian cleric. I mean, this time it happens to be a Hamas cleric. But for years, Palestinian Authority, mainstream clerics from the Fatah movement as well, have been saying that Muslims have a religious obligation to kill Jews. Muslims have a religious obligation to liberate what they call Palestine, meaning destroy Israel through war. So this has been in the ideology of the Palestinians for many years. It's been in the ideology of many, many Arab countries and many Muslims around the world for many years. So when he says, when this cleric says that he goes around the world and finds Muslims who are anxious for the blood of Jews, it is really just a continuation of an ideology that many of them believe. And beyond that, I think it's really just being hidden most of the time. When it comes out, it's what's really there under the surface. This isn't something new he's saying. It's just that he's decided to express it today, and I think, unfortunately, large masses accept this belief.
Yeah, well, it's terrible when you think about it, and the Christian community should be concerned as well, because he is making an accusation that at Passover, a very special holy day for the Jewish people, and the time of unleavened bread, where they will use matzah, that what is taking place, that the Jewish people, supposedly, according to this report, are using the blood of Christian children to make their matzah. This is so off the wall, it's probably almost not worth mentioning, but indeed, we need to keep the world alert, and especially the body of Christ and Jewish people, to what is being said by these Palestinian radicals, do we not?
Yes, what you're describing, that it's just unbelievable to imagine that people could believe that Muslim blood is being used in matzah. There was a film on Egyptian television a few years ago, which was describing, you know, the secret Jewish conspiracy to take over the world. And one part of this conspiracy was that, of this series that ran during the Ramadan, actually just what we're in now, they showed a film, and you can see this film on our website, where you absolutely see the rabbis with their long beards. They trick this boy, this Muslim boy, into going into the cellar with them, and then they slit his throat, and then you see, of course, they're actors, but you see them catching the blood in a pan. You see the Jews catching the blood in a pan and then running out to make matzah. So this message that Jews use blood for matzah is actually shown on screen on a film that was very, very popular throughout the Muslim world. So that people believe this today, it's because it's a libel that has not yet died in the Muslim world.
What can we do to rise up and shut it down? Is there anything, Itamar?
The only thing that can be done is exposure, make the people embarrassed who are making these lies. They have to actually not just stop saying them, they have to actually renounce them. You need leadership that's going to go out there and make the statements. I'll give you an example what I mean by that. So for years, the Palestinian Authority was calling for a genocide of Jews on Palestinian television. Well, when the violence stopped and they felt it was in their interest not to have violence because they wanted to reap the benefits of the violence by having negotiations and have Israel being forced to withdraw, they told their people, we don't want violence now. They never told them that it's wrong to kill Jews. They never told them that all of those speeches that said that Muslims have an obligation and that they'll bring the redemption of humanity in the hour of resurrection by killing Jews and essentially bringing the genocide of Jews, they've never said that that's wrong. They just said, we don't want it now because it's not practical for us. The result was a poll was taken last year by an American polling company, polled Palestinians, and they asked them, do you believe the Islamic Hadith, which is an Islamic tradition attributed to Muhammad, that says that the hour of resurrection won't come until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them, essentially kill all the Jews, meaning redemption's dependent and contingent on genocide of Jews, and over 70% of Palestinians believe that source. So today, it's not enough just to stop inciting hatred and to stop promoting genocide of Jews. We need a very brave Palestinian leader. We need brave Muslim leaders to get up in front of the world and say, this is false. These have been lies that you've been hearing from us for many, many years. If this is not done, these beliefs are going to remain just under the surface all the time. And every once in a while, you'll have a cleric come out and say that the beliefs are there all the time. And unfortunately, the masses are holding these beliefs as well.
By the way, we have a video clip of this radical Islamic cleric making these statements about the thirst for the blood of the Jewish people. It's on our website, prophecytoday.com, under Must See Video. Go to our website and be sure to look at this and start talking about it. I guess Itamar suggests that we make it as well known as possible, and how disgusting it is would be the way to try to put a stop. But I don't think that there is going to be a real stop until it comes to a conclusion. Itamar, let me talk to you about one other item. You put out information that the Palestinian Authority television is claiming in a news report that Israel is using chemicals in an effort to try to erode the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, let me remind everybody, the Gold Dome building on the Temple Mount, the Dome of the Rock, is not a mosque, is a commemorative building. The Al-Aqsa Mosque is the Pewter Dome building at the southern end of the Temple Mount. And where in the world are they getting this from, that some type of Israeli engineer using chemicals at night to try to erode the Al-Aqsa Mosque?
This is, I would say, almost directly related to what we just heard before. Why do Muslims around the world want to kill the Jews? Why are they hungry for the blood of Jews? It's because of these kind of lies. The Muslim leadership has been presenting Israelis and Jews as people who want to kill them, who want to destroy their mosques. And this is a perfect example. Israel has no intention of destroying the Al-Aqsa Mosque. If Israel wanted to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque, it would have done it during the Six-Day War when the war was going on and when we got Jerusalem. We didn't do it. We had no intention of doing it, no desire to do it. But this is a great libel because Palestinians are religious people. Very religious people. And if you tell them that Israel is planning to destroy the mosque, people are going to hate Israelis, and hatred will lead to violence. Violence will lead to killing. And this is what ultimately the Palestinian Authority wants from their people. They want hatred. We see so many examples, incessant examples on official Palestinian TV, statements from the leaders, libels like this, that the only purpose is to promote hatred. The Palestinian leaders want their people to hate Jews, and then that leads to what we just heard before, that Palestinians and Muslims around the world are hungry for the blood of Jews. You don't have desire to kill without the hatred, and this is how they create the hatred.
Yeah, I can remember back in 1996, I was in the Western Wall tunnels. Now, these are tunnels, folks, that you go into at the Western Wall. They parallel the Western Wall, never going underneath the Temple Mount. They go to the end of the Western Wall, which is in the Arab Quarter, actually. And these are tunnels dating back thousands of years. I think 2,800 years ago, these tunnels were first put in place. Some famous archaeologists found these tunnels, and the Israelis went in and simply lighted the tunnel areas so people could walk through. But I was in there in 1996. Arafat made a statement that indeed the tunnels were underneath the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and his statement was that the Israelis were trying to tear down the mosque again, a part of this same propagandizing that is going on from the Palestinian media. And indeed, the tunnels go the opposite direction from that Al-Aqsa Mosque. And that resulted, of course, in one of the intifadas. This is part of their whole program, isn't it?
Absolutely. Not only that, you mentioned Yasser Arafat. When Yasser Arafat wanted his people to start a war against Israel, he used a lie that Israel was planning to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. When Ariel Sharon walked up there, he called it an intifada, but he called it the Al-Aqsa Intifada because he wanted his people to defend Al-Aqsa. You have to go out and fight the Israelis in defense of Al-Aqsa. It's very bad. And over 1,000 Israelis, 1,200 Israelis paid with their lives, and about 3,000 or 4,000 Palestinians paid with their lives, all because of Yasser Arafat's lie that Israel was planning to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So this is a very, very potent lie. In fact, even going back to 1929, the riots that started then also were related to Jerusalem, that Israel wanted to have sovereignty over the Western Wall, etc. It's a very sensitive issue. It's been turned into a sensitive issue by the Palestinian Authority and by Palestinians, and they use it when they want hatred.
You know, it's very key, folks, those eavesdropping on this conversation, for you to have a connection to us here at Prophecy Today, but also to PALWatch.org, Palestinian Media Watch. Itamar and his entire team on top of the Palestinian media reporting to us what they are saying, not what they may be saying to world leaders, but what they are saying to their own people, and it's key. That website address again, palwatch.org. Go there. You can sign up for the email alert that Itamar sends out. That's how we stay on top of things with Itamar as well. Itamar, thank you very much. You've given us some very important information, informative information, that helps us understand what's really going on. And I know that we'll have other conversations down the road. Thank you, my good friend.
Thank you very much. Hope to speak to you soon.